This week is the 70th anniversary of the firing of the first ballistic missile, the first firing in anger, that is. Now, it was called the A4 by the developers, but renamed V2 by Hitler. The design specification, which was drawn up in 1936, said it would have a range of 260 kilometres, carry a warhead of 1 tonne, reach a speed of 5,800 kilometres per hour, fly to a maximum height or apogee of 90 kilometres, and the target impact speed would be 4,000 kilometres per hour. Now, Hitler cancelled the A4 in the spring of 1940, but development continued in secret. Now, the A4 stood 14 metres tall, had a mass of 4 tonnes when empty and a mass of 13 tonnes when fuelled. The first launch was in 1942 on June the 13th, and it failed. The second launch was in 1942, August the 16th. It also failed. But the third launch in 1942, October the 3rd, was successful, and it went 201 kilometres downrange and landed only 4 kilometres off target. Now, many tests followed during 1943, and then the Royal Air Force, or the British, found out about it, and the Royal Air Force started bombing Peenemünde, which is where the development was going on, in 1943, August the 17th. Now, that first raid on August 17 killed 735 people, including Dr. Thiel, who was the A4's engine designer. Now, test launches continued, but many failed to lift off, and many broke up before reaching their target. By the middle of 1944, the success rate was 70%. On 1944, September the 4th, the first operational A4 rockets began arriving at the launch site in the Netherlands. On September the 6th, two V2 rockets failed to reach Paris, which had been liberated by the Allies on August the 25th. Just 2 days later, the first V2 assault began with a bombardment of England, and during 1944 September, 350 V2 rockets were launched, followed by 500 in October. Now, during the intense bombardment of Antwerp between 1944 December and 1945 March, 65% of all attempted V2 launches reached their target with range errors of only 200 to 800 metres. 18% failed after launch, and 17% succumbed to explosions on the launch pad. By 1945 March, all V2 operations had ceased. In all, 4,300 rockets were launched against operational targets. Of those, 1,500 were against England, 2,100 against the docks in Antwerp, 2,700 lives were lost. The final V2s had large propellant tanks and a range of 480 kilometres, whereas the earlier production models could reach 360 kilometres by careful management of the trajectory. Well, in 1945 April, von Braun and his team surrendered to American troops, and later they were taken to America and eventually continued their rocket work. And that's where we're going to pick up the story. Now, on 2013 March 27 program, we had that story we've just told you, and the development of rocketry in Germany. Now, they moved to the United States. Now, Willie Ley was a German-American science writer, a spaceflight advocate, and he became one of the first members of the German Rocket Society. And he lived from 1906 to 1969. Werner von Braun lived from 1912 to 1977. So this conversation between Werner von Braun and Willy Ley was recorded in 1959 and describes the rocketry in the United States, the early rocketry in the United States at White Sands.